Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite YouTube channel and podcast. Keep That Same Energy podcast with your host, Justin P. And my MVP co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Mari Savage Jr. This is episode 218 for the YouTube channel. And audio versions, Maurice is on Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, and streaming in their Facebook group. Him and Maurice and his cousin Gary, their podcast is doing really well. I was just on that a couple weeks ago. Doing the season four, so definitely all the things that we go through an everyday base, but it's a great podcast, so go check him and Gary out. Oh man, give me 1 second, and he looks like he having some malfunctions real fast. Oh, there you go, he's right back. But yeah, so go check him guys on Thursdays. You know, man, they be doing their thing, man. You know, without further ado, everybody, here's the myth, the man, the legend, my co-host, your co-host, Mr. Mari Savage Jr. Yay!
What's good, people? What's good, family? It feels good to be back, as always, doing this shit with Big Bro, man. And as always, man, we got some great topics, some great things to talk about as far as in the sports world, man. You already know we're going to bring that energy every single time. But as always, it don't matter until I get into it. Of course, we're going to hit you with some opinions, because when it comes to sports, man, our feelings into this, man. I got emotional over the weekend watching Steve Smith talk so passionately about Jerry Jeudy. And of course, our opinions matter, because when we're talking about the sports, man, we know what we're talking about. We're thinking. But at the end of the day, none of that matters unless we hit you with the facts.
And that's a fact, Jack. So, all right, we're going to talk first topic of the day. I'm going to let Marvies go ahead and narrate, because this is Nate to run the show.
Okay, first topic is right there up on the screen. Who is your first half MVP? Now, to me, the answer is clear cut. I'm going to save my answer last, but it's clear cut who it is, but I'm going to hand it over to you. Who is your first half MVP, or is it a two- or three-way tie?
I'm going to go with a tie. I'm going to just list my order. This one I'm going to do and name three players all right now that are the favorite. First, I'm going to go with Tua Tagovailoa, man. Your boy from Alabama.
Okay.
Man, he's let me look up his stats real fast. Offense of 5-1 right now. Playing good football. 1,876 yards, 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 114. Man, balling. The next guy I'm going to go with Brock Purdy. Let's look at his numbers. 49ers is 5-1, just took their first loss. 1,396 yards, 10 touchdowns, one interception. Yeah, I know, Marvis. That's StreamYard. It'd be like that from time to time. I saw your message. The next one, let's see. Yeah, I see it. It's good for you to do that sometimes. I was going to freeze a little bit. the next one, let's see. It was Jalen Hurts, but you know, after that performance, I don't know. So I'm gonna go with Mr. Lamar Jackson.
Interesting pick.
1,275 yards. Six touchdowns in the air, four on the ground, so 10 total, and only 3 interceptions. A couple fumbles, but hey, man, he got his team at 4-2. They should be 6-0. So definitely, those are my three guys right there. So floor is your co-host.
Okay.
Everybody bear with us. You know, StreamYard's been tripping, so it's going to freeze a little bit. Just bear with us.
All right. Well, to me, when I said it was clear cut, I'm gonna get into it. Why it's clear cut. Before I name anybody else, it's clear cut to me. It's Jared Goff. Right now, what he's doing for the Detroit Lions is unstoppable and unbelievable. And not to cheat a little bit and add things onto that, but the Lions haven't lost a game, I believe, since like week 13, week 14. You feel me? They are really on fire. Handling that. I mean, not lost a game. My bad. We talking about that's the last. Well, matter of fact, that probably is the last time they lost a game was last year. And of course, this year. But we talking about total, like in the last at least 10 games since plus last year and this year. Yo, the Detroit Lions like 10-2. Like they not playing no games right now. What they doing overall as a team is beautiful. But that's not what it's about right now. It's about Jared Goff, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth in the league in passing. That's what you want to be in the MVP camp conversation. You have to be top five in passing. I'm about to look at his stats right now. He has 1600 yards. Far as passing touchdowns, I think he got one of those high ratios too. I was just on it too. I should have kept it on there. Let me see. That's 4, 5, 6, 7. Right now he got 12 touchdowns and 2 picks. So I'm impressed. We talking about a Detroit Lions person in the MVP conversation, and we talking about the best record in their division, and they're in the top record in football, and it's definitely a reason because of Jared Goff. I mean, this is literally a team that's driven by their quarterback for probably the first time since I want to say Matt Stafford, but not even put it on Matt Stafford because Matt Stafford had Megatron and Golden Tate. 1,000-yard receivers, Pro Bowl type guys. But right now, these guys are becoming who they are right in front of our face. With my man Amon-Ra St. Brown. Shout out to my man Jay Cruz, who definitely told me he's gonna check this out because I ain't gonna lie. I told him I've been watching. Besides the Ravens and the Giants, the two teams I've been watching is the Detroit Lions and everybody already know them New York Flying Jets. But that's neither here nor there. But I made a bet with him. 100 push-ups bet, won that shit. Just wanted to get that shout out. But of course, I'm going to go down the list. But by far, man, I think it's this guy. It's not even close just because of what he's doing to the Detroit Lions, period, bringing them around. We saw signs of it last year. And I also brought it up definitely on the show last year that Detroit Lions is about to be the team, one of the teams to be reckoned with. And it's definitely shocking for real. And we saw in all these teams that never been to the Super Bowl before finally go. And I mean, look. Jared Goff is a Super Bowl quarterback. He went there before. And he also, when they went to the Super Bowl on the Rams was putting up big numbers, and he was an MVP candidate for real. But if I was to say other guys who I would put on his level, Tua, definitely Tua. He lead the league in passing. But it would be hard for me to give him MVP just because of what Tyreek Hill was doing. I mean, Tyreek Hill was almost at 1,000 yards, and we only had week 6, right? Now, you feel me? So I'm going to give it to Tua. I'm going to put Tua right there at 2. I just brought him up. I got Tyreek Hill at number 3 just because of how fast. It looked like he might be a 2,000 yards receiver this year. So and I hope it do happen because we haven't seen one in a while. And I wanted to go with Josh Allen, but I'm gonna do what you said. I'm gonna go with Brock Purdy. I'm Brock Purdy. What he's doing, I mean, it's shocking for you to draft Trey Lance in the first round. You get rid of him, and your team still has the same success. It never dropped off. The 49ers, excuse me, the 49ers. Last time they was off is before they had Alex Smith. Since Alex Smith till now, we have seen them in the Super Bowl twice. And in the playoffs, damn near every year. I'm going to go to the next topic. Okay. Topic 2. Because this is definitely a good one. Because I want to hear your thoughts on this one. First half. Who's the worst players in your opinion right now? Who's playing the worst in the first few weeks of the NFL? Now, if you got a list, you got a list. If there's one guy that stick out, there's one guy that stick about it. Who are the worst players so far? And I hate to say that, but it is.
Okay. Worst players. Let's see. Let's go with. Let's go with Ryan Tannehill, man. He's not doing much with the Titans. I mean, instead of. Point they were talking about starting Willis or Malik Willis or That was so bad. And then he gets hurt Sunday, only threw for like 45 yards before he got hurt. So, yeah, definitely Ryan Tannehill. Odell Beckham Jr. I'm sorry, Maurice. I know this will hurt your heart, but I'm sorry. I mean, it's just, I get it. You're coming off injury, but, you know, we're paying for the name and the brand right now more than the production. I'm sorry. I like Odell too, but right now, definitely got to go Odell Beckham Jr. Let's see.
Talking like a true GM. I love it.
Let's go Desmond Ridder. He has been looking good so far with the Falcons. They're talking about drafting Shedeur Sanders and trading for Justin Fields if the Bears mm-hmm. will go to quarterback next year. So definitely Desmond Ridder's not playing good ball right now. The Falcons should definitely be much better than what they are right now. And my last one, let's go with Kenny Pickett. He's, you know, too many turnovers, Pittsburgh has been looking horrible. You know, I mean, the games they won, they should have easily lost. They really should be an 0-5 team right now. Because the game, because we gave it away, the Raiders gave it away because Jimmy G threw a couple picks. And the Browns, they beat them because their defense scored twice. So, like, you know, definitely Kenny Pickett, man, he's been horrible season so far. So, those are the guys I think they've been playing the worst so far in the first couple weeks.
Okay. I'm going to throw some names around there, but I'm going to say the obvious guy who you miss. But I'm going to throw them names around there. I'm going to go with you too, Desmond Ridder. I mean, not trying to be funny here, but Desmond Ridder, you playing like a bum so bad. I want you to play better so my team could get Caleb Williams. But anyway, that's another subject for here or there. But he's not doing what he's supposed to do. He got enough weapons. And then on top of that, I believe you got a major key that a lot of rookie or young quarterbacks need. You have a running game. Right now, you damn near probably got the rookie of the year right now on your team. So it's no reason why. And then you got Drake London. Then you have Kyle Pitts. There should be no reason why Kyle Pitts only has one touchdown. Why he not getting the targets he should. There's no reason why we're not seeing more of Drake London on our TV screen. Every time we watch the Falcons, we're watching some play they might have did good on offense, something they might have did good on defense, but for the most part, they're getting fucked up. So Desmond Ridder, you're definitely right. He's definitely on the list. After that, I ain't going to lie. I'm upset, but he's on the list too. Kenny Pickett. Even though Ravens and Giants all day in my book, that's for my Super Bowl, I'm shocked at Kenny Pickett. I thought he was going to straight come in here and give Ben Roethlisberger. Now, he still has time. But the topic is, who is the worst player in the first week? And that's what I'm expecting him to jump in and be. Let me tell you why I was expecting him to be better than Ben Roethlisberger, bro. Because he played for Pittsburgh, so he's in his home. I expect nothing to change. I mean, yeah, technically you're going against NFL players, blah, blah, blah. But the main thing that they put in there that messes up your focus is that you're playing in hostile environments. You're playing around fans and people who could basically mess your focus up and mess your game up. But here you go. You've been playing in Pittsburgh your whole entire life. To be honest, you're right. They should have won a couple of games and also should have lost a couple of games as well. But to be honest, just because of all that shit I named you growing up in Pittsburgh, your team should be 6-0. You should be given a spanking. I mean, you should be playing as good as what's his name? T.J. Watt? T.J. Watt. You should be playing as good as him. Literally, y'all two should be the top name brands. That's like how I was back in the day with Troy Palomar and Ben Ross. Y'all two should be doing it, but I ain't going to speak too long on that. Okay, next up, I ain't going to lie, Odell Beckham. I'm going to be real. I did the little face when you put him in there, but the reason why I did it is just because I was like, damn, yo, he really did that. But I'm looking at it. Odell Beckham's averaging about two catches a game. He averaging two catches a game, but it's only like 20 yards a game. And then he did have that long catch last week, blah, 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 and all that shit. And even though I feel like this, that back shoulder throw to Lamar Jackson threw to him when he threw the pick, I feel like this. Number one, you shouldn't do that to Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham is not on that jump ball shit no more. You feel me? And if he is on that jump ball shit, it's in a slot with somebody a little bit littler than him. You feel me? Other than that, keep Odell in the middle. Do what you do. Do them little routes that you do. Don't overdo it. I like how you try a surprise, because I would have been hyped and shit and jumped out the gym if he would have caught that shit. But it was a bad throw overall. And then, like, he not getting open. And then I hate this, too. When you go ahead and get those name brand players and name brand talents and shit, you only put them in for certain shit and certain downs. So they only have a 50% chance of somebody gonna play good defense on you, or you gonna make a play and then you coming out the game. Because there's no way that Odell Beckham, there's a 60-minute game, four quarters, and you got two catches out the entire game. No, it shouldn't be going down. It shouldn't be going down. I got him in there. Who else do I got on my list? Oh my goodness, this one gonna hurt too, bro. This one gonna hurt too. Matt Jones, Alabama. I love Alabama. Hey, Matt Jones. I hope you come across this. Please come across this. Everybody from the quarterbacks of Alabama playing good except you. How did I mean, come on. And you won a championship. Everybody is winning and doing good in the league but you. You feel me? Tua didn't make the playoffs. Jalen Hurts didn't start. You made the playoffs your rookie year. Since the rookie years, everybody else, this is everybody else, and this is you. I mean, come on, man. I don't know what's going on. You feel me? And then I can't even say DeAndre Hopkins is DeAndre Hopkins played for the Titans. My bad. I take that back. But I can't even say that you really ain't got no talent out there. I will blame this. Bill Belichick, you shouldn't got rid of what's his name. You shouldn't have got rid of Jacoby Myers because he's doing numbers over there for the Oakland Raiders. But I can feel you on that. But I mean, you got the two tight end sets, you got running backs, you got the defense is still playing what they're doing. Is Matt Jones? I don't get it. Before I go to the final pick, who really is the worst player of all in the league right now, I gotta go with Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo, what the fuck is going on, man? I mean, literally, yo, you are a shiny toy. You're that. Yeah. When me and Justin is walking past, when we 5 and 10 years old, we walking with our parents. Ma, we want that car. I want the red one. Justin, like, I want the black one with the rims on it. And then when we get you and start playing with you, bitch, you'll break apart. You'll break apart. Me and Justin playing with each other, we accidentally crash our car, the wheels and all. That's what you doing. Because how are you blundering this shit? You feel me? First of all, I ain't saying nothing about Devontae Adams. He going to do his thing. Jacoby Myers doing his thing. How come I haven't heard Hunter Renfrow name all year? And I watched the Raiders game. I know everybody else watched the Raiders game. I watched the Raiders game. How are you struggling? You got enough talent on defense. I ain't trying to say it's an all-pro defense, like it's all that. But you got enough talent. But more importantly, you got all the weapons. Why you keep collecting money and not cashing in? Not cashing in with these teams. Like, come on. And it's not like they're giving you all this money and you playing with nobody. They give you all this money and you got somebody's. Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers. But you can't get it done. But anyway, let me go to the one that Justin missed. The obvious. Daniel bullshit bum motherfucking Jones. And I had to say it like that. Hey. Anybody come across it, don't call him Danny Dimes no more. Don't call him
Hey,
Danny
Maurice. Look, hold up, Maurice.
I apologize.
Only reason I didn't say him because I knew you were going to say it. I had to leave you something.
Woo! Daniel Jones, you is a fucking thief, okay? What do they call you? A robber. You doing the same thing Kwame Brown did. You should be locked up for fucking fraud, for what's this shit called? Embezzlement? Every goddamn thing. You should embezzlement. Be yeah. All that shit. How are you a bum? How? We got Jalen Hyatt. Okay? This Tennessee prospect. How we played 6 games, he got 5 catches. What are you doing? What are you doing? I don't get how you not use him. I don't know how we get Darren Waller. And Darren Waller don't look like nothing that he looked like on the Raiders. And I'm not blaming anything on the Giants. I mean, the Raiders. Or blaming anything on Darren Waller saying he was a bum. That was a system. No, I'm watching Giants game. This guy's open. Only one game I think he played bad. That was the first game of the season against the Cowboys. I think Darren Waller had like 2 drops. And to give him a little bit of pass, the drops was on some. He had to make vertical catches. But the catches he should have made nonetheless. But overall, Daniel Jones, you trash. I can't believe this. You trash, yo. I mean, you got Paris Campbell was killing on the coast. How you not passing it to this guy? How can we not see it? What is going on? I already knew from the beginning, man, you is a gadget quarterback. I don't even know why they was on your heels anyway. Yo, you threw 15 touchdowns in a 17-game season, and they got excited because you only threw like 3 interceptions. Really? Really? All that showed was you protect the ball. That also make me want to know is, well, let me see what your running back stats look like. The guy who was carrying your team, now I ain't gonna lie, I kind of wish that they would have held the money from both of them guys. Look what happened. If you'd have paid Saquon Barkley, we lose out. Saquon Barkley was hurt for what, the first 4 weeks of the season? First, some, you feel me? But then we give it to you. You don't even do shit. I don't even know what's so more crazy. And before we go to the next topic, how the hell we look better with Tyrod Taylor? I don't get it. And Tyrod Taylor didn't play nothing spectacular anyway. And Tyrod Taylor could have won us the game. But how did you let Tyrod Taylor? This dude supposed to be retired. Tyrod Taylor been in the league since the Raven days. Anyway, topic three, because he didn't be on that all day. Topic three, your favorite team to watch so far this year. Your favorite team. I mean, my bad. The worst team in the league right now. I apologize. The worst team in the league right now, in your opinion. Who's playing the worst? And I think if you don't say the obvious, but anyway, go ahead.
I know you want to say the Broncos because of that one game. It was a bad game. I give it to you, but they're not playing the worst. The team that's playing the worst is the goddamn Carolina Panthers. Mm. They're playing the worst. They haven't won a football game yet. It don't get no worse than that. I get it. The Broncos just had a bad game. It just happens. This is one of them good old-fashioned ass whoopings that they just, you know, they imploded it, and they just, you know, they reeled it in. They're like, hey, we packing it in. And don't, you know, the game's over. It was just one game, but when you consistently lose each week, that's a problem. Like, Bryce Young looked at running for his life, Adam Thielen, mm-hmm. their best receiver on his last leg. So yeah, it's definitely Carolina Panthers. And look, they're gonna be a top five pick team, but don't have a first round pick. So now the Bears gonna probably have two top five picks. So yeah, the Carolina Panthers are a mess right now. But my honorable mention is definitely the Denver Broncos. But right now it's the Carolina Panthers. They are still the only winless team in the league right now.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Now this is gonna be so funny. I'm probably, for the first time ever, I always make my own opinion of my own green, but this time I think I'm gonna agree with ESPN real quick, and I'm gonna tell you why. I don't think the Broncos is the worst team in the league. I know they're one of the worst. They're one of the worst because I don't know why you can't get it right. I don't even know why. I don't get it how Russell Wilson, your Seattle Seahawks career, you're a Hall of Fame quarterback, and then when you get the Broncos with the same talent, you got three good wide receivers. Now we're talking about trading those three wide receivers because you can't produce. You have a decent running back. I'll get to the running game, but you got decent tight ends. And you definitely have an okay running back. I like both of the running backs. I know one of them name is number 33. I think his name is Williams, but I don't remember the other guy. But you have something going on there. You feel me? People talk about how the running back for the running back, as soon as he get more carries, people gonna know who he is in the league. So I don't get what's going on right there. So I definitely got you in there. Now that I got them at number three, at number two, I'm gonna tell you why I got Carolina at number two. You feel me? Even though they don't have zero wins, their offense and their defense look way better than the fucking Giants. Way better. It's sad. Yo, Bryce Young, his numbers, even though he's running for his life, he getting sacked, they doing exactly what you said. Everything that you said about the Carolina Panthers is correct, bro. I can't disagree at all. The only thing I'm going to do is add to it. With them doing all that shit you said, how the hell they playing better than my Giants? And we have no injuries. There is nothing major going on. Nobody's hurt on our defense. We have all the wide receivers are healthy. I don't give a damn about Sterling Shepard. He wasn't really anything to me anyway. I was only excited about him when we had Odell, him, Brandon Marshall, and Saquon Barkley. And that's about 7-8 years ago. But right now, you feel me? The worst team in the league is my Giants. I'm not gonna lie. We horrible. Darren Waller, not even 100 yards. Darren Waller, not even 5 catches in the game yet. We haven't seen a spark from Paris Campbell yet. Jalen, all these rookies, wide receivers did that thing last year. Jalen Hyatt definitely thinking like, yo, I'm about to come in the league and do the same exact thing. This team needs a wide receiver that's going to take over the top of Deshaun. He ain't getting the ball. You ain't doing the right things by this guy. Then you got the running back I thought they was going to trade Saquon Barkley. You go get the running back Gray, who plays exactly like Saquon Barkley. You don't see him at all. You only see him on certain kick returns and certain punt returns. That's it. I'm definitely confused. But at least Carolina, the reason why I got them at two and not number one, at least with those numbers, they look like they are trying to win. They don't even look like they're trying to tank. They look like they're trying to win. Just so happened they're not good enough. That, I mean, as you said, Joe, your best talent, and that's sad to say, with what's my boy name? That's sad to say, bro, how you disrespecting them. They got Miles Sanders on that team, and we're talking about Adam Thielen is their best offensive weapon. I'm about to go to the next topic to get to keep getting the show interesting. I'm on my Stephen A. Smith. Topic number four. Topic number four. You feel me? Oh, yeah, we did miss the topic, but I'm going to mention it right now. Topic number four. Who is your favorite team to watch so far in the league? Favorite team to watch?
Okay, we can get that in real fast. Sorry about that, everybody. Missed that. Favorite team to watch, the Miami Dolphins. I'm sorry. Mm, yeah, they putting up points, man. Like you said, put up 70 points for Christ's sakes. So definitely the Dolphins. You know, they're good on offense, good on defense. Tua playing well. And I'm going to give you one more, the Detroit Lions, who we play Sunday, man. Them guys, and for real, they're not the laughing stock of the league no more. This is they you know, the Lions are a respectable team again. So, yeah, the typical AFC Dolphins, NFC Lions to make it interesting.
Hell of a pick. You got it right on the dot. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to just stay on this topic just for a little bit. It was going to be the Eagles because I like the plays that the Eagles call. But then how they be hot, it like that they'll be hot in the first half and then go cold in the second half or hot or cold in the first half. I don't like that. You play the whole thing. You feel me? Be exciting through the whole thing. I know there's going to be games where you can't be, but you can't go to the Super Bowl with that dynamic offense doing all them tricks and gadgets. And then it seems like you only got those plays for just certain halves. They was going to get put up in there. I'm going to take a cheap shot at the Miami Dolphins. They was going to be number one, but I'm taking them off at number one just because, hey, yo, Miami Dolphins had like 70 points or 65. It was one of them. They even had 70 or 63 points with 8 minutes left, or like 9 or 8 minutes left. That's why I'm taking a cheap shot. I wanted them to score 100. They could have. You feel me? Just because our sport is this injury-prone sport, they had to run the clock out. But, yo, come on. And you saw how fast they were scoring. Yo, they even had 63 or 70 with like 8 minutes to go in the game. 8 minutes, not three, not four. You feel me? Not one, not me saying nothing crazy. It's about seven. I'm going to say about this. If it wasn't 8 minutes, it's about 7:45 left, 7:50. Like, I'm sitting up here like, and they had the ball. I'm sitting up here like, oh, yeah, they raised score 100. We raised see something. But I'm taking a cheap shot at them just for that. But, yeah, they definitely exciting offense and defense. I think they about to do to be the nowadays version. We ain't had one in a while. While it's the greatest show on turf. They giving us that right there in Miami. They fast on offense. They fast on defense. That safety who they got over there, that boy be making noise. Number eight, I like him. He like that. And then you already know Alabama's in the building. Tua doing it.
Javon Holland.
Yes, I wish the Ravens would have got him. We was talking about that draft one time. I want to ask again. But, hey, you see what he's doing over there. And then one more shout out to my Javon man. Javon Holland, yeah, shout out to my man Jalen Waddle up there doing the thing, got his touchdown last week. But to me, y'all already know, my favorite team to watch the Detroit Lions by far, man. I mean, you talking about exciting across the board. These guys got four different – to be honest, I probably need to change it. They could be the modern-day Rams. They playing on turf, you feel me? They got four different – they got Josh Reynolds. What's the other – I forgot the other Reynolds who made the – Chris Reynolds who made the big block. They got Amir St. Brown. I ain't trying to get nobody pregnant, but if I would take that Amon-Ra. My bad, Amon-Ra. I forgot because he got like a Pharaoh name. Amon-Ra. And then I forgot they got rid of their tight end, right? Instead, the tight end that they got now, he nice. You feel me? Then I ain't gonna lie. I don't know how the Bears. You got Montgomery going. Let him go to the Lions. I don't know how you let him go to the Lions.
He back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry about that. Like I said, everybody's tripping.
Yeah, I don't know, Bears, how you let Montgomery go to the Lions, and now he going crazy over there. And then on defense, oh, my God, I definitely Huckinson, he got help. This not one of Detroit Lions where it's just that one defensive guy. It was at first that one time it was just Darius Slay. Or it was just a pass rusher from back in the 90s. No, they got a squad. They got guys out there. They hunting. So, by far, Detroit Lions is my favorite team to watch. Okay. Next topic. Topic five. In your opinion right now, it's probably
– all right. Hold on. I want to say this real fast before we get into the defensive rookie and all that. It's crazy we could have a Dolphins Lions Super Bowl. I just want to throw that out there. Nobody in a million years would ever thought that was possible. That's it.
Yo, you be doing that betting thing?
That's it.
No, do you be doing the bets?
Here and there. Here and there. I do a couple.
You trying to put 50 a piece on that Detroit work? Because we probably that's a hitter. Matter of fact, I talked to you on screen. I might have to do that one. It's early. I might put a bet on that. I might, because that's money just off of them two going to the Super Bowl, not the winner. Yeah. Just going.
We'll wrap up then.
Anyway, in your opinion, who's the offensive
rookie? Yeah, we'll rookie? Wrap up that after the show.
In your opinion, who's the offensive rookie and the defensive rookie so far in the first half, in your opinion?
Offensive, gotta go CJ Stroud off rep. You know, definitely kid playing well. B. John doing his thing, but you know, CJ Stroud, man, no interceptions. I think he might just threw one, if I'm not mistaken, but for the time period to him, no interceptions. You know, lighting it up, man. Definitely CJ Stroud defensively. Oh man, let me see. Defensively. Oh Lord. Who was really standing out defensively wise?
You're right. He only threw one interception. You're right.
Yeah, something like that. Defensively, I got to go with Will Anderson Jr. That's the only person I'm saying was making some havoc as far as defensive rookies off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Or Christian Gonzalez. Let's go Christian Gonzalez to keep it a little different. So I'll go Christian Gonzalez defensively and CJ Stroud offense.
Okay. So it's a good one. Okay. All right. For me, you feel me? I got a couple guys I want to throw out there. Number one, I think the only guy that's, matter of fact, on the Giants, there are only two people playing good to me on the Giants, and they're playing lights out. No, I take that at three because I can't forget my man, Sexy Dex. But overall, there's three main guys, Sexy Dex, of course, Bobby Okereke. I mean, every time we got a turnover this year, he either got the interception or he tipped the ball and somebody on our team got the interception and he got out only forced fumble this year. So I was saying that. Now the rookie, I might had to go with that Devontae Banks. Yo, Devontae Banks, every game right now, he's averaging giving up about two catches a game.
Said Devontae Banks.
He
said
Deion Banks. I apologize. Deion Banks.
How great you say? Who the hell is that?
I apologize. But Deion Banks, the boy playing lights out for our team. I mean, he looking like a straight shutdown corner. I looked at his numbers the other day. His worst game was probably giving up two catches for like 45 yards. He hasn't given up 100 yards yet. That's good for a rookie. He hasn't even gave up more than three catches in a game yet. That's good as a rookie for my Giants to playing that horrible. So I definitely got to put him in there as an honorable mention. Who else I was going to say? What's his name? Was it Kaliko Ringo? Yo, I got to give you his credit over there, man. He is locking it up over there. You feel me? Doing his due. I can't get mad at him. I got to give him his credit. I don't mean to just keep giving corners their shout outs, but I'm watching these guys. They locking it up and handling their business. Who else I want to throw in there?
Damn, how many people you got in there? You think they name all the rookies?
Oh no. Only name two. Only name two.
Great name the whole rookie class.
No. Oh no. That was it. They was the only ones who's really stuck out to me because, as far as you know, I watch DBs. But you already know where I'm about to go with Jack Campbell, baby. You already know. I'm watching everything
He's playing good.
I told you, man. Huckerson got some help, so to me it would come down to them three. But I want Jack Cable. I want him to get that. I want him to get that. Detroit's playing at a high level, but I definitely want him to get that. Okay, all right. Next topic. Oh yeah, next topic is our predictions. Let's jump into it.
Yes, sir. Wrap the show up. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Run the game, though, Maurice. You know the drill. We pick our winners and give a score.
Okay. All right. First game: Jacksonville versus New Orleans.
Should be Thursday night. You start off with.
Yeah, I said Jacksonville versus New Orleans. Who you got, and what's the score?
That's the Thursday night game.
Yes, sir.
All right, the Thursday night. I'm gonna go with. Where's the game at? In New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the game? Is it in New Orleans or
I thought you saw me shake my head. Yes, it's in New Orleans.
Nah, I'm set. Okay, all right. I'm gonna go with the Saints in a tight way. I'm gonna go
27-24. I ain't gonna lie. Saints, I definitely been watching a lot of Shaheed. And I would definitely love for the Jaguars to come in and make some noise. That would be a good road win. But I think the Saints going to do enough playing with that crowd. They never do bad. I'm going to go 27-17. Next up, we both pick New Orleans, so everybody keep ready. Okay. We both pick New Orleans. Next up, Chicago versus Vegas, and the game is in Chicago.
I'm going to go with the Raiders. I'm going to go 30-23, one touchdown game.
Okay. All right. This is
we'll also time. We'll also fill it out on it. We'll also fill it out on a sheet too.
Okay. All right. This is where we're going to differ at. I mean, if he could do that shit, to me, the Washington football team is paying.
No, all I said was we're going to also a sheet that we got right.
No, you're good. No, I was just about to say this though. The Washington football team is playing way better than Vegas, and the Bears beat Vegas in Washington. I'm going to give the Bears one more shot.
Okay.
The Bears, 24. The Vegas, 20. Next up, Cleveland versus Indiana, and the game is in Indianapolis.
I'm going to go with the Browns. I think that Deshaun Watson's going to play. They just got a big win at home against a team that was undefeated, an impressive win. The Colts, they're playing good, but, you know, no Anthony Richardson, so that's going to hurt. Then she can only do but so much. They may have Jonathan Taylor, but still he's been out of football, you know, so he's not going to come back, you know, hit the ground running just yet. So I'm going to go with the Browns. I'm going to go 24-17.
Okay, I'm going to be showing a sweet. I'm going to go with the Browns probably blowing these guys out. Browns need a big win. I'm going to go with the Browns winning this game 31-10. Next up, Buffalo versus New England, and the game is in New England.
I'm going with the Bills. The Patriots is just a mess right now offensively, so I'm going to go Bills 31-17. I think they won by at least two touchdowns.
I don't even think the Patriots scored last week, did they? But anyway, I'm going to go the Bills beating.
I'm not sure, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think they did score. I was excited being happy that the Giants wasn't the only team this year to have zero on the scoreboard. So I think they did. But I'm going to go with the Bills 31-10. All right, next up.
We're not too far off.
This one is emotional. Washington versus the Giants. The game is in New York.
I'm actually going to take the Giants to win this game, believe it or not. They're home. Shit. They know they need to win desperately. So I'm going to go to Giants in an ugly game. I'm going to go 16-13 Giants. Because the Redskins, or the Commanders, they're the type of team that lose this game. Like, I knew they were going to lose to the Bears. That's just type of team they are. They'll beat somebody they're going to be beating and lose to somebody they're going to lose to. So I'm going to go to Giants 16-13.
All right. Thank you. That's first of all, let me say thank you. To me, I feel like the Washington team, the Washington Commanders, they might have a field day on it. They might blow us the hell out. You feel me? But I'm going to have faith in my team. I hope we keep Tyrod Taylor in. Don't rush Daniel Jones back at all. I'm going to go with us winning.
At all.
And I'm going to go with us winning. Let me get 24-17 and come all the way down to the end of the game. 24-17. All right. Next up, Atlanta versus Tampa Bay. The game is in Tampa.
I'm going to go with the Bucs because they just lost a tough game to the Lions, you know, their first loss. No, second loss, they lost to Philly. They're 4-2, so yeah, they definitely gonna get right back. It's a Falcons team that's been just been shoddy. You know, Desmond Ridder probably gonna throw a couple picks. They got Shaq Barrett now, and I'm rushing the passer. I think Baker gonna bounce back. So yeah, I'm going with the Bucks. I'm gonna go. Let's go 23-20, 3-point game.
Okay. I like your pick, and I'm definitely going with the same team you're going with. But I think this is gonna be a blowout. On the low, I have to forgive Skip Bayless because it was right. Baker Mayfield is going nuts this year. Only time Baker Mayfield looked bad was in the losses, and he didn't even look that bad in the losses. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay getting the job done. I'm going to go 31. I'm going to go 31. I think Tampa Bay defense is going to get after them. Let me go 31-6. I'm going with Tampa. All right, next one. This one right here is going to hurt my heart. Detroit versus Baltimore. In Baltimore,
we're going to get the dub because last time we were home, we blew it against the Colts. The Lions are due for another loss. Like I said, we know we got to get on a run to stay in front of the division. It's going to be a tight game. I like the Ravens. I'm going to go. I'm going to go 31-24, 7-point game.
This is going to hurt me, but I got to go with my gut and my feeling. Ravens, I love you. Everybody knows I love the Ravens. They know this for sure. No matter how much I talk about the Giants, it's a love thing with the Ravens. But
you can beat the Lions and beat us.
Yeah, I'm not. This is a different. I mean, because what I'm thinking about the last time I think the Ravens played what's the name was here? Derek Mason and y'all we slaughtered them. We beat them. But this is a different Detroit Lions. This is a different Detroit Lions.
Nah, what you talking about? We played.
Oh, that's right. The last time
you said Derek Mason.
I forgot the Justin Tuck. Remember when Justin Tuck beat them with the clock running down? I apologize. That's on me. What's the last time they played them? I just want to know because I want to be correct.
We just played them the year before last when Tuck. We played them in 2021 when Tuck hit the 66 yard when Hollywood dropped the pass in the end zone. Two passes or three.
Oh yeah.
So we played them the year before last in Detroit.
You know what I'm saying? The games be close. So I'm gonna go with Detroit in a close game. I think this probably gonna definitely be a high scoring game. It's giving me that Dallas Cowboys versus the Ravens when we had Flacco and Ray Lewis in them days. I'm gonna go 31-35. I'm going with Detroit. Next up, Pittsburgh versus the Rams. And the game is in LA.
Okay. I don't think the score is 31. Anyway, I'm gonna go on the Rams in this one. They're not scoring 31 points, bro. Nobody scored 30 on this yet. But anyway, I'm going with the Rams in this one. Steelers been chilling on the bye week. They haven't playing horrible. Like I said, it should be an 0-4 team right now. I'm gonna go 20-17, 3-point game.
I'm gonna agree with you on this one. Right now the Rams is playing totally different. You feel me? They starting to use their weapons. And if you look at the stats, Matt Stafford is fourth in the league in passing. Something going on kind of well over there. But I'm gonna go with shout out to Aaron Donald, who played well the other night. But I'm going to go with the Rams. This probably be a blowout. I'm going to go with the Rams winning like 30-7. I think they're going to be all over the boys. All right. Next up, Arizona Cardinals versus Seattle, and the game is in Seattle.
I would love that. Seahawks, 12th man. Cardinals have been playing hard. They just don't got enough bullets in the gun right now. I'm going to go Seattle, and I think they're going to whip up on them. I'm going to go 34-10 Seahawks.
Okay. I, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Dotson. He's been playing swell, trying his best. He's been balling. That's what I can say of a baller. He ain't been putting up dynamic, great numbers, but, I mean, he's been giving it all he can to keep the Cardinals in conversation. That's what I'm talking about. When I say baller, I'm talking about he's doing whatever he can. He not doing anything spectacular, sporadic, but he rushing for them first downs. He making key throws. Like, Cardinals being a lot of their games for real, you feel me? But they still need Kyler Murray. That's the key that I'm getting to. But because they don't have him, I'm going with, just like you with Seattle, and I believe the same thing. It might be a blowout. I'm going to go like 45-10. Next up, Green Bay versus the Broncos. Now, this one is
Nah, it's not woof, nothing. I'm going with the Packers. Jordan Love. Okay. Playing pretty solid this year. What better way to get back on track than beat up on a football team that's going nowhere this year? I'm going Packers 31, Broncos 10. I think this is going to be an ass stomping.
The reason why I said a little woo is because I was watching the Green Bay Packers report early this morning, and they was Jerry Alexander basically said this: it's on us now. They showed this clip where he was bragging how he the best quarterback in the league, talking about Jordan Love, and then they showed the recent clip was something like, yo, it seems like from now on we're going to just have to stop people. That's the only way it's going to work, and we're going to have to score on defense. So that's why I kind of was like, oh wow, you feel me? And the way this could be one of the games that the Denver Broncos win. I mean, what else? What a way to Denver to come back and get a win at home, and you playing against this upcoming team who's definitely potentially going to be good later on in the future. So I want to go with the Broncos, but I'm going to go with Green Bay in a nasty win. I'm going to go Green Bay 27, and I'm going to give the Broncos like 19, because Broncos been doing stupid shit like that, losing 45-2 and stupid shit like that. So I'm going to go with that score. All right, next up, the Kansas City Chiefs are at home playing against the Chargers.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. The Chargers just keep shooting themselves in the foot over and over, as you saw Monday night. It's going to be tight because both of these teams are, this is a rivalry game. And Herbert normally plays well against the Chiefs. I mean, so I'm going to go Kansas City 31. I'm going to go Chargers 28, three-point game.
All right. Out of all my games, only had one high-scoring game. That was Detroit versus the Ravens game. I hope that be the banger. I hope Detroit and the Ravens game be game of the week. But this is also have potential to be game of the week with these two type of quarterbacks that they have. I'm going to go with the Chargers losing because the game is in KC. I'm going to go with the Chargers scoring about 30 points. But I got the scoring 37. 30-37. I think it's going to be a game that come down to one touchdown. All right, next up, another good game that could be explosive as well. Okay. Miami playing Philly, and the game is in Philly.
Gotta go Eagles, man. I gotta go Eagles because they just came off that loss. You know what I mean? That D-line, man. Philly to me is the best team in the league, man. Philly is like I said, just Jalen Hurts had a bad game. That's not going to happen twice. I don't got them losing the two back-to-back AFC East teams. The Dolphins, they're cruising right now outside the ass of the Buffalo Bills. I think they lose this one. I'm going to go Eagles 10-point game. I'm going to go 27-17.
All right. I should have asked before I choose, man, what's the injury report on Darius Slay? You feel me? That's what I should have asked. But I feel what you're saying on that. I believe the Eagles are only going to win because they're playing at home. You're going against another MVP-type talent at quarterback. You got these explosive weapons. I'm going to check out the Eagles' secondary a little bit more to see if they can match with these high wide receivers. But I'm only going with Philly, as I said, because at home. And I think it's going to be – one of those games that should be scoring a lot of points, but it's going to stop people. So I'm gonna go Philly winning 24-23. And last game of the night, we're going to definitely pick the same one on this one. 49ers versus your favorite quarterback, Kirk Cousins. I'm joking though.
You're funny as shit. You like that. Yeah. I'm going to 49ers in the ass whipping because, like I said, they lost last week, you know. They lost last week, so they're going to be up to smell blood. So, yeah. No Justin Jefferson either. Yeah. I'm going 49ers big here. I'm going 35-7.
Yeah, I think this could probably potentially be another zero game. I'm going all out on here. I'm not putting my money on it. But it wouldn't shock me if the 49ers was played so pissed off that the score probably ended like 33-0. I'm going 33-0, 49ers on a Monday night game. Started sit down and early up. And that, yeah, that's the last game.
Hey, we ain't too far on that, off on that at all. Yeah, we both that's both same. Everybody, great show. Sorry for the late start. Like I said, we'll be doing this Wednesday around 7:30. Great topics as usual, Maurice. Go ahead, man. Floor is yours.
Hey, man, as always, man, thank you for supporting me and Big Bro, man. We've been doing this for years now, and it's a pleasure doing it with him. As always, man, if you're looking for me, my name is Maurice Savage. You can find me on Facebook. If you can't find me on there, which I know you would, you can find me on Instagram, I_AM_thug. The Pharaoh, that's me, sitting on a log, looking at the view. It's DB Life, baby.
Yes, everybody, thank y'all for being patient. I know there's been a little choppiness, you know, a little lag. I'm trying to figure this out with stream, y'all, but thank y'all for still rocking with us. Y'all know what I'm about to say, man. Be great on a way to the figure eight, and always, I mean always, remember, the hashtag, y'all know what it means, right there at the top. Keep that same energy. From your host, Justin P., and my awesome co-host, Mr. Mari Savage Jr. Love you guys. I will see y'all guys for this podcast Wednesday. You know, tomorrow is Shannon's birthday. My co-host will talk about Ravens all day, every day, so we're going to be going on live. We're going to be going live at 6 because she got some plans later on that night, so we're going to be recording from 6 to like 6 to 6:30. So y'all check that out tomorrow. Maurice gonna be going live with his cousin Guy tomorrow, The Way Love Goes. So y'all check that out right.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
So yeah. Make sure y'all have a great rest of the week. Enjoy the college game. Yeah, have a rest of the week. Y'all enjoy the games. You know, the NFL games. And we'll be back here next Wednesday, same bad time, same bad channel. We all out.